emotion is more than enough. I'm swimming deep in your ocean, cause the wave too rough. And girl, a little bit of emotion is more than enough. I'm swimming deep in your ocean. Sip of the potion that we singing out. Oh my, 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 oh my, my, my.
I fell in love on your slow wine.
No lie, 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 no lie, lie, lie.
The way you're moving your waistline.
Oh my, 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 oh my, my, my.
I fell in love on your slow wine.
No lie, 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 no lie, lie, lie.
Baby.
Oh, girl, I cannot wait to dance with you on the floor.
I fell in love on your slow wine. I fell in love on your slow wine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love how you whine it.
You whine it.
I'm trying to get behind it. You get me excited. You know how I like it.
I like it.
Give me the dance now, bust it. No, 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 no time for discussions. Back, back, back against the wall. Why you give me your all? Yeah, working all week so you know you deserve it. Wine with a purpose, girl, put your work in. Yeah, and she dropped down low. Watch her pick it up slow, yeah.
Oh my, 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 oh my, my, my.
I fell in love when you said it. Carol G. Strip Love Tour.
What it do, Empower Hour listeners? It is your girl, Tammy, and I am coming through with the weekly recap news segments. First and foremost, I hope all of y'all are doing good. The snow is pretty much melted. I'm feeling great. Once again, if you guys are feeling under the weather, you already know, okay, hard times don't last, but hard people do. So chin up, crown on, you got this. Go outside, get some sun rays, go touch some trees, get grounded. Man, y'all gonna feel better. So as usual, I have so much to say, so little time. So if you guys want to touch base with me during the week, you can do so by contacting me on Instagram at Tammy Tuesdays. Do not forget the Z at the end. So once again, on Instagram at Tammy Tuesdays. Now, with that said, let's get right into it. So I would first like to talk about When the Village Meditates. You guys can check them out. The website is www.whenthevillagemeditates.com. Now, this is a service for all ages, but the program that I want to talk to you about today is the wellness program for senior citizens, right? And it's called When Elders Meditate. It happens bimonthly. Normally, it is a meditation session that is followed by a time of sharing. And I just think it's absolutely amazing. We all know the beneficial properties of meditation. You know, it's physical, it's psychological, especially cognitively speaking. It could even slow down Alzheimer's, right? It brings better focus, calmness, less stress, improved sleep. So I just think it's absolutely amazing. And the literature and the research shows that meditation can reduce depression, right? So with everything that's going on in the world right now and with this pandemic, I highly encourage everyone to meditate. So definitely check them out. Once again, www.whenthevillagemeditates.com. Now, with that said, let's get into some news. Now, I first want to start talking about our Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, who held a press conference this week and mentioned that there's inequalities in the housing system. And he mentioned they've been working on this for the past 5-6 years. However, we have all noticed that the housing prices have pretty much doubled. Rent is extremely high, and yet all of our salaries remain the same. Inflation is at an all-time high. I'm always talking about this because I feel that they are minimizing the impacts that it has on citizens, but especially the melanated community. There are so many issues that our community faces that makes this inflation so much more problematic for our community. And yet, nothing is being done. Nothing is being addressed. So I definitely encourage everyone to contact your local deputy to inform them of your concerns concerning the inflation, the housing problematic, rent being high, and our salaries remaining the same. Now, seeing we're already talking about Justin Trudeau, so federal government, liberal government, they also announced this week that there's going to be some relaxation in what pertains to the obligations that need to be met, the criterias, basically, that need to be met in order to cross the border into the United States by land, right? And vice versa as well, from the United States to Canada. Now, it said that unvaccinated children aged 5 to 11 will no longer need to provide a negative PCR test to cross the border if they are accompanied by a vaccinated adult. You know, I keep talking about this because it's just mind-blowing to me how the narrative just makes no sense. Where is the science? Where is the science? So a non-vaccinated child age 5 to 11 who's accompanied by a vaccinated adult doesn't need to provide a negative PCR test to cross the border. But an unvaccinated child age 5 to 11 accompanied by an unvaccinated adult will need to provide a negative PCR test. Make it make sense. Make it make sense. I am really having more and more difficulty with the narrative that is being pushed forward. I just think that it doesn't make any sense. There's no science to it. And I think that it is a clear indication of the amount of control that our government wants to have on us. Which brings me to the next subject. This weekend, on Saturday, so this past Saturday, there was a Liberty convoy in Montreal. That happened downtown Montreal. Now, mainstream media reports dozens in attendance. And yet, pictures, videos, and live Instagram videos depicted a completely different portrait. We are talking about hundreds to perhaps 1,000 in attendance. Now, I don't understand where the dozens in attendance comes into play. Again, just a reminder, mainstream media is funded by the government. So As I always say, being woke is not enough. I'm gonna need y'all to stay awake and pay attention. We all need to stay awake and pay attention because sometimes it's, you know, my grandmother always told me the devil is in the details. I'm gonna repeat it again, y'all. The devil is in the details, right? So I encourage everyone to just really pay attention to these little things, use critical thinking. It's super, super important. Now, speaking about devil in the details, those of you who know me know that I am passionate about two subjects that I think it's important that we need to talk about openly, be transparent about, and literally destigmatize within our melanated community. And those two subjects are, number one, mental health, and number two, sexual health. I think that's important. So what I'm going to talk about right now is the Journal of the National Medical Association. They came out with a report based on a study of STDs, so sexually transmitted diseases and or infections, within the melanated community. Now, normally, y'all, these studies are really kept to the United States citizens, right? In order to build statistics and whatnot. But this time, the study was actually done on a broader, so a larger scale, and it was really pertaining to the Black diaspora. Now, hear me out, y'all. This is where it caught my attention, right? Because in their report, and I quote, it really says, "Structural racism plays a significant role in limited access to higher education, financial resources, employment opportunity, and high quality healthcare for African Americans." It goes on to say, "The lack of healthcare equity and infrastructure has directly contributed to overall poor healthcare outcomes for the Black community." Now, this is where it gets interesting. It says, "Our review showcases the impact of trichomoniasis on the health of the Black community with an emphasis on African American women." Now, what I did, I contacted several CLSCs here in Montreal, Laval. I contacted private STD testing clinics, and I asked them, is trichomoniasis part of the routine testing, right? When people come for an STD test. The answer to that was no. Now, I asked, why? Why is it not routinely checked when it is an STD that is common? And most people did not answer me. One person, though, did say, "I don't want to be discriminatory. However, this is not an STD that statistically affects Quebecers." She meant white Quebecers, because she went on to say, "Usually this is an ethnic STD." And I said, "Well, is it common?" And she said, "Yes, yes, it is." And I said, "Well, how are people supposed to be tested if it is not part of the routine testing, right? How are people supposed to know about this parasite that is an STI, so an STD, if it is not routinely checked? Routine STD tests routinely check for gonorrhea, chlamydia, syphilis, HIV through the blood test. However, trichomoniasis is not part of it. And yet, there is a high statistic of melanated individuals that have this STD that are walking around with it and don't even know." And do you know what she told me? She told me, "Well, when people come for an STD test, they have to ask for this test. They have to ask for us to test for trichomoniasis. And from there, we will test at no extra charge." At no extra charge. So I am encouraging everyone listening to this, okay, spread the word. And again, you know what? I am very passionate about this subject. I think it's important. I recommend, you know, that everyone get tested for STD testing every year. It doesn't matter if you are in a committed relationship or not, because guess what? Nobody is going to care more about your health than you. And at the end of the day, life happens, things happen. And I just think that it's better to be safe than sorry. So again, I encourage everyone to get tested yearly for STDs. And next time you do go for an STD test, make sure you ask to be tested for trichomoniasis, right? Because statistically speaking, our community is the most affected by this. And when I say our community, I'm also talking about here in Montreal. So on that note, y'all, that is my time. Again, if you want to reach out, link up with me, just chit chat. I can be reached at Tammy Tuesdays on Instagram. Do not forget the Z at the end. On that note, have a beautiful week and we will see each other next week. Peace.
Woo. So yeah, that was our segment from Tammy T. And we know that Tammy T always brings the hottest and newest in local and entertainment and news. We also heard a musical segment from our very own Phenomenal, who is named aptly because she is phenomenal, and she's also my co-host at the end of every month for the Empower Hour for the entertainment segment. So she is here today to enlighten us with what she feels like is this week's hot and hottest news in the streets. So take it away, Fen. Tell me what you got.
All right. So the first thing I wanted to say is, like, there's a new show with Steve Harvey, you know, the comedian, like Family Feud?
Yeah.
Family Feud show, Steve Harvey. And he made a new show. It's like him in court, and he's the judge now.
So him and who?
Him. I think it's just him. And then
And he's in court?
Yeah.
Really?
And he's a judge, so.
And he's acting as a judge. Ooh, I gotta see this.
Yeah, it's like it's strange because he's a comedian. I don't know how he got into the judging.
Is it real or is it like something that he's also doing for comedy?
I'm not sure because they're laughing and stuff. Like people are there. I don't know.
You know what? It might be serious, but they just can't take him seriously. Yeah. So maybe they just can't help but laugh.
Yeah.
So you think that we should keep an eye out for that?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to look out for that too because I don't think I've seen it.
You haven't seen it?
Mm-mm. No, I think I saw like a little bit as I was like passing through the living room, but I haven't really like seen a full episode of it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so we're gonna check that out, and on the next show we can come back and talk to Fen a little bit about about her show that she told us we should watch. What else you got, Fen?
Also, I have Cardi B's new song with Dougie B and Bori 300, Shake It.
You listen to Cardi B, girl?
Yeah.
Tell me, what's your favorite part of the Shake It video?
I think it has to be her verse. I like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna tell you, I can't lie. I don't know. I don't know what anybody said in the song. I don't know what they said, but I like her hair. Exactly. Her hair is super fly. What you think about this bandana hair?
Mm-hmm. That's really nice.
It's fly, right?
The whole, yeah.
Ooh-wee. Yeah. Listen, Fen, when you get big and you're ready to go out to the club, you're gonna come with me. We're gonna get you some bandana hair to look.
But wait, are we sure that bandana here is not gang related? Is it gang related?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, no, not when we wear it. Not when we wear it.
We wear it for style.
No, yeah. Whoa. Amen. So what we got next, Mama?
We have Essence's latest cover featuring Cardi B and Offset. Mm. Yeah, and their family. Like the kids and stuff. I think it's mostly Offset's kids because
he has the most. Yeah. And how was it? Was it beautiful?
Yeah, it looks really nice. Like the whole background, I think it was blue. I think it was a blue background. Mm-hmm. And they're all dressed up nicely.
You liked it?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. I like how Cardi B, even though like it's not her children, that she still treats them as if that they are her children. Because I think she only has like one child with Offset.
What's her name again?
She got two? Yeah. Culture, and then they got this new little boy. Yeah, Culture's look-alike, her exact like face stealer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I know, it's really cool. And the pictures look good too, like Fauna said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
So that's all I got for today. So do you have anything?
Yeah, actually, so I was scrolling through media, and there's a lot of stuff coming up, but just because we're here and the youth are running the show, I wanted to talk to you guys about what you may have thought if you'd seen or if you didn't see the publications about Zaya Wade. And Zaya Wade is 14 years old. They say, I guess we would call her a transitioning transgender. youth. And she was pictured the other day at a family gathering kissing. And I say she because Zaya identifies as being a girl, but she was shown, pictured kissing his boyfriend. And this is a little bit of a confusing one because the boyfriend that Zaya was kissing is actually born a girl. But I have an issue with the age of these young people being pictured kissing. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was about to say. I feel like regardless to the to their sexual orientation, at 14 years old.
Right.
I'm not kissing no girl at home, my mom and my dad are down for it. What is this?
Right. And so I want to just pick you guys' brain a little bit to tell me what you think about this, because I think sometimes that when we allow the youth to just choose what they want to do and how they want to do it, it ends up sometimes looking a little unscrupulous because they don't know. They're not old enough to gauge what is proper conduct and what is not. Mm-hmm. So when I see this, it made me kind of like hot in the cheeks to think that this 14-year-old thought that it was okay to kiss that way in front of their parents, right? And so the part of it where it comes into the orientation for me is that even though Zaya Wade is a boy transitioning into a girl, this is still someone's boy child who, and we know that parents are a lot more lenient with their boy children and what they may be able to do versus what a girl child may be able to do. But Zaya Wade's boyfriend is actually a girl, yeah, transitioning boy. So we have a young girl out here identifying as a boy, but kissing and being, you know, so we have to look at this, and these are children. So I want to know, do you guys think, what age do you guys think that is it appropriate for a young boy or a young girl to be able to date? Let's start there.
Dating?
Yeah.
Like, the difference between, like, dating and then, like, kissing the person that you...
Yeah, because that's too fast, right?
Yeah.
Okay, see, that's a good question, because I honestly feel like the good age for a child to start dating and having, like, a relationship with someone is either your last 2 years. Actually, no, not your last 2 years. Your last year in high school or your first year in college.
Come on, clap that too.
You were raised well. See, this is what I'm talking about. Because I just feel like if you got a boyfriend or girlfriend before high school is over, you can't give 100% to your grades. Exactly. You're too consumed with something else.
Mm-hmm. Because it's like, I know for a fact that grade 7, I feel like you're way too young. It's your first year in high school. You're not ready for nothing. Like, you're not ready for anything. Grade 8, I feel like that's a real... transition stage for a lot of people, for a lot of students, like especially for me and all my friends, because, you know, I was in grade 8.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like a real transition stage. Grade 9, that's when people think that they're grown. That's when most kids get into their relationships, because mm-hmm. they're like, oh yeah, like this is almost done high school, like I'm like that. But also the classes get a lot harder too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing in Sec 4. So Sec 3, Sec 4, you have your time when you're establishing your skills in these harder classes because you're in high school now. You're not in middle school. And then your senior year, I feel like that's when most kids would reach that maturity to be able to date. Now, it's not for all people. Some people, they might be waiting until college. Some people might be for younger. But I feel like that's just a good age to start or mm-hmm. look into getting a relationship.
Ooh-wee! I love that. I love that you think that way. Mm-hmm. Tell me, Finn.
Because I think I agree with Huey. Like, you should only start dating at the end.
Oh, y'all don't know. Y'all don't know how Huey just looked at his sister. He said, yeah, let me see what you finna say so you can get beat when we get home. That is too funny. Fen, we here for you, Fen. Because we want to hear the girl's point of view. Please, tell me.
I mean, yeah. Like, not all the way at the end or, like, in...
Maybe in the summer of when you're...
like, maybe your second to last year of high school.
Fen, save yourself. Save yourself. Your dad is over there like, shotgun sounds. That's what I just heard in the background. We have to get some of those on our sound panel too. Oh my gosh. So
yeah, I probably wouldn't.
But you see, but just to jump on the same topic, though, because I feel like what the problem is that because, like, there's so much focus on their sexuality.
Right.
That it's like it puts that at the forefront. So these 14-year-olds aren't functioning like 14-year-olds, unless I'm missing something. But I'm just saying is that they're hyper-sexualized because we're really focusing on their sexual orientation and everything is about that. But like we talk about, these things are kind of – these are your – private things, your sexual orientations and things you like that. Yo, it's your business.
Yes.
So it's just that. But right now, the youth are dealing with it in the forefront. And I feel it's just there's not enough education behind it. Mm-hmm. And it's like if without properly educating the youth and stuff like that, we're going down a slippery slope.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if this youth has a baby now? Boy, yeah. Girl,
well, that's what we were talking about, you know, when we seen it the other day. Now, let's say that Sense and Sensibility goes out the door because at this point their hormones are raging. So now what happens when your son, who today identifies as a girl, and today your daughter, who identifies as a boy, they end up dating, but their Sense and Sensibility goes out the door, and now they've done something and there's a baby on the way. Now, does all of this other stuff that we've sexualized and over-sexualized really matter? No, yes, it does. Because we shouldn't have been making, and the only time a child's sexuality should matter is when it's time for them to be sexual, which should mean when they're an adult. So why has it gone that far? So I just feel like in order to keep the kids safe, I think that this is a prime example of to be in your kids' business and figure out why they're doing what they're doing. Why are you feeling like you need to and you know anything about or want to address anything about your sexuality? Are you thinking about being sexual? Well, we need to discuss that then so that we can keep you safe from predators.
What show did you watch? Yes.
What were you watching? What did you see? What happened to you? Mm. Because we have to know that sometimes people are hurt. Sometimes people are affected in those ways. So we want to make sure that that's never happening, that the children are safe. Mm-hmm. So I thank you guys for being open. I thank you guys for being vocal. That's very important for the youth. And I hope that something that we said today will help someone that hears this.
Yep.
Yes, yes.
So this is the entertainment segment. And we're going to go into a musical segment. And yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we got a song from 743 Vampiro.
Mm.
4 Million.
The fact that y'all don't know who I be. Come on. I'll be making bands, doing what I can. Gucci man, shopping deal for my friends, having fun, never ends. Take it back, get the pants. Really hate weekends, got me tweaking. Thoughts in my head, getting darker, don't know what to do. Going nuts, feeling screwed, man, I'm feeling so confused. All my heart except for Bruce, hurt me, used and abused. My love got me f***ed up once again. Thinking to myself, when the hell will be my end? Why is like these days so fake and pretend? Hit you in your head with 60 full sand. I'm on the top, I'm the greatest, I love Wiggle Chain. On the f***ing I'm up in the game, that's who amazing. I'm still making money and that's never changing. For long was gone, but now I understand. If you want my love, you better be patient. You think I'm a clown, no games to be playing. And still they don't get me in what I be saying. Man, that's crazy, making money daily. Still let the people me dead and they hate me. I pray gonna save me, man, that's shady. On the block, I've been willow it lately. They think they been slick. I told them been busy. They said put up your hands and put down the glizzy. You niggas be rookies. See the bad they They all looking hard, but yet they be sweet just like cookies. Said I might murk you, leave your body and desert you. I might hurt you. Hey, for millions, I'll be making bands, doing what I can. Gucci man, shopping deal to my friends, having fun, never ends. Take it back, get the pants, really hate weekends. Got me tweaking, thoughts in my head, getting darker, don't know what to do. Going nuts, feeling screwed, man, I'm feeling so confused. All my heart except for Bruce, hurt me, used and abused. My love got me f***ed up
once again. Thinking to myself, when the hell will be my end? Why is like these days so fake and pretend? Hit you on your head, 364 sin. Hop up in the weird color space coupe. Ain't a job, but I still a shoot true. And there's nothing that you can do, nothing that I can't do, nothing I can't handle. These niggas like statues, brain smell like cashews. If they see me, know it's bad news. This Uzi bullets flying at you. They on their hands and knees, begging for their life, trying to get you right. Hey. Shots right. For millions, I'll be making bands, doing what I can. Gucci man, just chopping deal to my friends, having fun, never ends. Take it back, shoot the pants, really hate weekends. Bro, got me tweaking, thoughts in my head, getting darker, don't know what to do. Going nuts, feeling screwed, man, I'm feeling so confused. All my heart attacks for Bruce, hurt me used and abused. My love got me. So once again, thinking to myself, when the hell will be my end? Why is like these days so fake and pretend? Hit you on your head, 364 sin. The position that I wasn't was with the group just a dozen. But if I won't discuss it, I'm sipping, I'm roping. Shots up on, clips up on, hollow tits busting. Leaving speechless, that means no discussion. When the police see me, they know I'm up to something. That's cause I got the gun on me and you know it's dumping. Hey, hey, I'm in the block, no Lego scene sopping. Play Play-Doh, whole gang, they do not play. Oh, we all holding them Dracos. Bills converted from the peso. But shut the fuck when I say so. Don't open your mouth, keep your mouth closed. Find out you fuck my ex. Hey, yo, I just think that I heard something. That's the sound of my gun, don't you?
My goodness, that was fire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So tell me, you guys, who do we have in the studio today?
So we have 743 Vampiro. So he's right here. Introduce yourself again.
My name is 743 King Vampiro. I am an artist, and I like music.
Dope.
So tell us a little bit more about yourself and tell us about your music and where your passion for music comes from.
My passion for music comes from, well, a lot of emotions. Like, I'd listen to music whenever I felt a certain way, and I find it would calm me down, you know, or help me go through whatever I was going through. And then I decided to, like, you know, maybe somebody would like hearing what I have to say and maybe they could relate. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to pass on the favor. Like, help other people, you know.
I love that.
And then with one of the songs I made, I was told that, like, somebody could relate to it, and it was going on through, it's hard to explain, like, the current moment. So that's why one of my songs, people actually like it, and then the other one, it's like, you know, it's all right. But yeah, I make music because I like to. Mm-hmm. And because I want other people to hear it and maybe relate to it after they can, you know.
I love that. I love that. So you are attempting to inspire. You want to be.
Yeah, I want to be an inspiration to other people.
You want to be what you needed.
Yeah.
Yeah, for others. That's really good.
Yeah, I really like that song that just played just now.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
What's that song called?
4 Million.
4 Million.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
I like the beat that went with it.
And that was made by Jesse.
Hey, Jesse.
Oh really? Cool. Jesse at the front?
Jesse from the studio here?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, okay.
Shout out to Jesse.
Yo, Jesse is dope. Actually, I heard one of Jesse's beats last week. I should have known because that was so dope. Wow.
But I like the sorry.
No, please go ahead.
I like the flow that you brought to the beat though. So like that really like completed it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has like just two different flows, fast and moderate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, are you a solo act? Do you have other people that you collab with, or
I have other artists out there that like want me to do features with them? But I said like, you know, I've been really busy these days, so like in the future.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been doing music for?
Since I was 14.
Oh, that's dope. Can I ask how old you are now?
18.
Okay. Oh, Oh, he talking like he grown, y'all. But this is dope. I love this. You know what? This is how you know the new hotness that's coming up in Montreal. So you guys keep an eye out for this young man because the music is dope. He's dope in person in real life. He has a great energy about him. You can tell he's a little bit shy, a little bit bashful, but I think with doing this a little bit more often, he'll be a little bit more comfortable. Tell me what's your favorite song to do that's not your song? Like, tell me that's not a rap song. What are you singing in the shower?
Oh my god.
Tell the truth.
Some Taylor Swift.
You singing gospel? you singing gospel?
No, not gospel.
What you singing?
Oh, Beyonce.
No, I love that. Yeah. I love that. What's your favorite Beyonce joke? What you gonna sing?
Same late.
Yeah? I love you for that. That is dope.
All his friends are gonna come after this. Like, yo, you listen to Beyonce?
Yeah. Yo. Listen, that means he got good taste in real life. Mm-hmm. That's how you know he got good taste.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I listen to Beyonce too. I have no shame.
Amen.
Me, myself, and I.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. This is a safe space, y'all. We finna talk about it in real life.
So, your name, 743 King Vampiro. Where was the inspiration? Where was the inspiration from that?
How became my name? The 743, I had something to do with TV. Mm-hmm. It's on an HD channel. Like, it's literally the number of, like, my favorite channel on TV. So I just put it in front of my name so I never forget it. And it literally, it's like,
wow.
Yo, I would have chose the channel to, like, Treehouse, honestly. that was my favorite show. But they had, like, shows like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, iZombie, all, like, these, like it's so awesome. I swear to God. Like, vampire stuff. Like werewolves and all that Twilight, it's all cool.
Oh, you mean fiction? Fiction.
Fiction?
I understand what you mean, though. Yes. Yeah.
So to the Vampiro, my friends used to call me Vampire. And I said, I don't want to be based on some, like, because we had, like, this gang and we all walk around in school in our, like, jean jackets. And it was stupid. Me wearing a jean jacket, like what?
Yo, but yeah, you were wearing your Canadian tux.
No. It was literally straight blue.
Yeah, when you wear a jean jacket like that, jeans.
Like 20 pockets on it. So I could put some of my pencils here for class. Then you know some erasers here. And if I want, I could put my glue stick.
A fruit snack. Yeah. A little something.
Free snack.
Yes.
So they called me vampire.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you know, oops. And they said, we're gonna call you vampire. And I said, I like it, but, like, you know, it sounds too much like vampire, and that's too much childish. Mm-hmm. But, like, I like cartoons and stuff like that. I love cartoons. So I said, why not just put, like, an O at the end? Because, like, my name's Owen.
Okay.
So I did. Then I came up with Vampiro.
Okay.
And there was just always that ring to it. I was like, yeah, I like that. I like
this is the footage that we're going to need 5 years from now when he's famous. Like, yo, listen to him tell his story about how he got his name.
TV, and other people.
So you're saying that 745 is the channel that Treehouse was? Treehouse?
No, it's not Treehouse. I think it's, not Showcase. Like, I would have chose the Treehouse channel.
When you get, okay, so when you get a chance, I need you to figure out which channel that is, because I need to mark that in my notes, because when you get famous, I'm about to talk about that.
743 or 748, but most likely it's 743.
Okay, that's dope. Mm-hmm.
And the song you played, 4 Million, is that, like, what inspiration for the song?
Oh my God, this is me going through struggles and being messed up in the head. And then after, I have a follow-up on the song, and it's about advancing from, like, oh, this, that, like, being so aggressive, because that was my past. I wouldn't talk to anybody. I'd always kick everybody out of my life. I'd like to be solo, you know? I didn't like to talk to anybody. I was a mute. Mm-hmm. I was always angry, looking at the ground, everybody smiling, and I had to change. Mm. So in my other song, not 4 Million, the one that we just played, 4 Million,
right.
And No Discussions, that talks about how I don't like talking to people and how it's hard for me to express myself to others. So, but one day I overcome that, and I just decide to, like, you know, open up, let the walls down, and get help.
I love that.
Yeah.
Hey, I think that that's that was a good move because the music is dope.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions?
I think you're gonna do this at the end, but like, where can we find your music, like, right now?
That's a hard question to answer. I've been on the radio mostly. Maybe on Instagram. I'll probably post a couple of my things.
Because people need to be able to go out and hear your music everywhere. So thank you very, very much for gracing us with your presence. You are truly, truly a talented, talented young man.
Yeah, what about freestyle?
What is this?
Basket.
Yes, freestyle. All right. Basket.
Basket.
With basket. Give me basket.
All right, give me a beat. come on. Said I'm everlasting. Shooting hoops in the basket. I'm finna fantastic. It's everlasting. Fake people, they be plastic. I ain't joking around and being sarcastic. Use a fake boy. Use a catfish.
Hey! In real life.
So thank you for coming, and thank you for allowing us to do this interview about you,
and for entertaining us, and for entertaining the people, and sharing your craft with us. It was amazing, and we truly enjoyed you. And we hope to have you back again.
I'm gonna definitely try and come back again.
Wow. So we are back. That was an amazing segment. My God, yo, that brother Owen. So it's 743 King Vampiro.
Yeah.
You see, and now that I got the understanding of his name, it's easier to remember. Because before that, it was just kind of long. It's like, where's all these numbers? 7-4? But anyways, dope. No, honestly, like, this whole show has been extremely fun and entertaining just to listen and take part in. So this is Gina's segment. I'm not Gina the Great. I'm better. Just way better. What happened?
Pharaoh the better.
No, I could say anything I want. Gina's not here. It's awesome. All right. There's no rebuttal. There's no, well, technically, nephew, you're her standing. You have something to say?
No.
That's what I thought. All right. So, no. So this is the Ungrind Mike Gear segment where, you know, like, Gina likes to wrap up the show with some lighthearted stuff. But we're not going to go into all the details because I didn't bring any lighthearted stuff. So, but we do have our amazing junior host here, Nefertari, who has a couple of quick little things for us, and then, you know, and then we'll do a quick little round table, and you know, just do what we do. So, okay. What do you got? What do you got for us today?
Okay, so I'll go straight into the motivational quotes. I got the first thing I have. The first thing I have to say is you don't have to struggle in silence. Because, yeah, I know a lot of people, and there's a lot of things that I be hearing about how people, they're not feeling good, or they keep in all their emotions until then at one point they just explode.
Right.
And that's not a good thing. They should, they should let out their emotions and tell people how they're feeling, because in the end, when you explode like that, that's not going to help anybody.
Talk about it. Wow, guys, take that in.
We were talking about that earlier, too, when we were doing the interview with Owen. And he was talking about how, like, some music could bring out certain emotions that we need to bring out. So I feel like that really, like, it's a good connection.
Ties it all in. Wow. Good. That was dope. And you have a joke? Is that... Is that what you're looking at?
I have a joke.
It better be funny.
Okay, hold up. Okay. Why are elevator jokes so classic and good? They work on many levels.
Ooh.
Because I'm here thinking, because they stop at different floors.
You know what? I appreciate that one.
I'm not mad at it.
Did you bring that one to the table yourself, or did Auntie Gina send that to you?
I went and I looked it up.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Good job.
So now she's picking out her own corny jokes. Yeah, okay. All right.
Good. Seems like the influence is rubbing off. All right. So that's
yeah. We're gonna have her fill in for Gina anytime Gina's missing. We're gonna have you just come in and just hit us with the bag of corn.
So we have no black facts because Gina has a whole pack of Canadian Black History cards. But we'll give a shout out to Canadian Black History cards anyways. So you guys want to know more stuff about Canadian Black History? Check out blackbiblio.com. Mm-hmm. For a black fact, today is, I'm pretty awesome as a melanated individual. That is a black fact. Can we say hello? What's happening?
Can we get an amen to that?
Okay, guys. No, all right. No, today was a pretty awesome show. Oh, we got a black fact. Come on in. Bring it in.
I have a joke
bring
after,
in,
too.
Bring it in. Go ahead. Bring it in.
Did you know that black people are amazing? That's black fact.
That is the black fact? Well, yes, thank you. That's another black fact. You see, that's my daughter right there. She's going to come with more black facts that support my other black fact, right? Black people in general are amazing. Thank you. And black facts. You have a joke? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yes. Okay.
It's like the comedy hour. Yeah, oh, Big Will, I hope you're listening. I have all kind of starting comedians here. Uh-huh. All
right. What does the house wear to the ball? Follow us up because I told you this. Put your hand down.
What does the house wear to the ball? I don't know, Huey. What does the house wear to the ball?
An address.
Oh my gosh. You know?
Shit. Oh my god.
Yeah. I just have my eye pressed up against the mic right now. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That was. Okay. Well. Yeah, that's, you know what? I don't know.
That's Auntie Gina baby right there. That is Auntie Gina baby right there.
Oh man, no. See, I'm feeling. And Nzinga has a good joke she likes to share with people.
Oh, okay. Wait, I can share it for her. Oh, wait, Ben, you want to say it?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
And if Nzinga comes back, or next time she comes on the show, we're gonna have to let her tell her joke herself. Although we're gonna give it to you guys right now, but she's gonna want to tell her joke herself. It's her favorite. All right. But go ahead.
Okay. What did the ocean say to the crab? Guys, no.
Just say
nothing. It just waved.
Oh my god!
Big shout out to Nzinga for that
shout
one.
Shout out Queen Nzinga.
Thanks, Nzinga. All right, guys. So this is the part of the show. So how did you all feel about the show today?
Oh, well, you feel enough.
Okay, I liked it. I enjoyed it. I like how we balance, you know, the funny stuff and also getting into the real topics and the real important things to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Good. Phenomenal.
I feel like today's show is very empowering and entertaining, so I like that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Fan.
Hence the Empower Hour. That's mm-hmm. why it's empowering. I really like today's show. I feel like everybody got like their good points across. I like the interviews that we did. It really went well. It was a nice, smooth show. So I like that about the show.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
I love that the children were, and I want to stop saying children. I love that the young adults were so vocal today. I love that. And it kept me from talking as much. I love y'all. Y'all were amazing.
No, I am proud. I'm proud again for another youth edition. Our junior hosts are really stepping it up. Although I have to bat them up throughout the week. It is what it is. But they are really excelling and they're doing exceptional. So I hope that our listeners really enjoyed it. You know, Huey, I noticed you're wearing a ring around your neck. Did you want to mention it? Because I see you're kind of eyeing me like you forgot to say something.
So there's a whole story around this ring. I won't mention everybody in the story because it's kind of some bad ups. So basically, the week before this week, my friend Tristan, we're basically just one big friend group. And then Tristan was like, yo, we should all buy like matching rings. Mm-hmm. And we're like, okay, yeah, sure. Like, that would be a cool idea for the future. Next week, he comes to school with a whole box of rings.
Nice.
So like,
did you owe him money after? He's like, okay, so we all said.
He's like, yeah, guys. So we're like, what are you talking about? We didn't. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, we thought, okay, fine. All
right.
But it's really cool because to all the people that watch anime out there, it's the Akatsuki rings. So it's like all the Akatsuki members, they have like their own ring. Mm-hmm. So basically, we don't have like all the, like, we're not as much people in a friend group, but. Basically, to get his money back, he was like, okay, because it's like, it's basically a contribution, that kind of thing.
Mm.
So the whole thing costs $35.
For all the rings?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a sweet deal.
It's like
deal.
13 rings.
Oh, wow. Mm. It's mad cheap.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
guys broke. Just give him the you back his money, man.
No, hold on. Is it $35 per ring?
No, $35
for the whole set.
For the box of ring?
That's yeah. what I'm saying. There's like 13 of them. That's like $3.50, not even.
Mm-hmm. Lord. And then they all, well, not all of them. I think there was like 3 chains that came with it.
Ooh, okay.
I'm not sure if they're real or not, but there were chains
probably
that came
not,
with
but
it.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and then each person paid $5 for the ring.
Oh, that's blast, yo. Shout out. That's Kingston who did it?
Tristan.
Tristan. Shout out Tristan, yeah. yo. Just taking initiative and making it happen.
So I go. I was the first one to buy the ring because I just had my, like.
And you're balling all the time.
Bah, 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 bah. So I just bought the ring. And then.
Of course. He's just had to like that. He's just. Just making it rain in school. Here's your $5. Go ahead.
I'm like that out here. What?
He's been saving for a long time. I thought this kid had a budget when he was like 5. He's been budgeting. Mm-hmm. He's been budgeting his whole life. This guy has all kind of stacks. Go ahead, son. All
right. So I just bought the ring on the spot. I'm like, okay, cool. Let me get the red ring. I got the ring that Itachi wore.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like everybody wanted that ring too. So I was like, you know what?
First come, first serve.
Exactly.
Come correct next time.
Mm-hmm. But everyone else, it's like, I don't understand. Because all the guys, like, all week they had to get the money and just bring it from home. And like, yo, Tristan, I don't have it today. I can get it to you tomorrow. I could give you, like, half my sandwich. Like, but.
They're trying to barter. You don't knock the man's on bartering. You have to bring back to the roots.
And then the crazy thing is, it's like one of our friends, it's like he came up and he's like, yo, let me get the one of the rings. He's like, oh, but this ring was reserved because this guy, Emmanuel, it's like,
giving everybody's names, right?
Okay,
shout outs, I guess.
Okay, shout out. Yeah. Like I was about to say, too, that he's barely in school.
but he reserved. Did he give the man half a sandwich to reserve the ring?
No, I think he just called it from beforehand.
Okay. But no money down.
No money down. But it's like the guy, like the other guy, he had money to pay him. But he's like, okay, let me get that ring. He's like, it's already reserved. He's like, but I don't care. I want the ring. It's like a whole debate. It's like, yo, just take the other ring, bro. I want that ring. It's like, why? There's 13 rings. It was basically this whole debate. And then, basically it was a whole thing about the rings. I feel like me. And, like, one other guy actually bought the rings this week.
My advice is that with no money down, there's no reservations. Mm-hmm. That's what Tristan should be. It's Tristan, right?
Yeah.
I can mix up using him. But, yeah, I know. Tristan should say, yo, I could hold it, but you got to put $250 down at least. Give me or at least a toonie.
Give me your opus, bro. You're playing games. Your opus.
Yeah, give me your bus
and
back.
Ride them. Tell your mother you need an extra $3 to ride. When you get to school tomorrow, I'll give you the opus box. You can ride home with your stuff.
Yo, bro. You see, Kai has all the deals. Kai knows
I used to take their opuses. I used to take their Medicare cards. I used to.
Vital pieces.
I come back from New York City with Now and Laters and Jolly Ranchers, and they didn't have the flavors for here. Oh, you want to eat these candies, but you don't have. Give me your opus. What do you have? Show me. You have transfers for the bus?
Give me those.
You're not going home. It's like, am I money?
No, I know. I seen your mom sent you with all the labels for the pens and stuff and all of that. Give me those.
Labels. I'll take those.
I love labels.
Greg, don't follow Kai's example. Actually, that's extorting people at school. Stop it. Guys, this is us wrapping up the Empower Hour. So good. So I'm glad we got a chance to give out that last little story. He didn't get a chance to share, which fills in for the rest of Gina's part where she's usually just randomly talking about randomness. So awesome. Well, anyways, Gina's not here. I can say anything I want. I'm having a great time. So with that, my handles, before I forget, you guys, OFCCommunity.com. That is my main handle. I am on Instagram, but I'm not really. So just go back to OFCCommunity.com. And that's me. So Kaya, you want to just do?
Yeah, okay. For sure.
All right.
Yeah, we don't want them to find the kids.
Mm-mm. So, they ain't got no handles. Call their parents, me.
The handles is the parents' handles. And so, kings and queens, this was the Empower Hour. Special thanks to our guests today. Owen, 743. King Vampiro. Yeah. Stop playing with this man. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we are on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on CKUT 90.3 FM and available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. So hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. Mm-hmm. This was the Empower Hour.
Yeah. Well, we don't have the rest of the handles. Brought to you by CKUT. Maybe it's not on there. Shout out Solo Drum.
Oh, shout out. Yeah.
Yeah, it's on there too.
Oh, no, it's not.
No?
Shout out to Solo Drum. Shout out to CKUT.
Curry House. Oh, before I forget, man, we're chopping up the end of the show. Gina's probably like, what? Anyways, look. Yeah, guys, go to the Curry House and please say Empower Hour sent me and get your 10%. Right now, I called the owner of the Curry Houses. And I said, look, I want them insured, because I did get a call. Somebody did call me and said, yo, I went and I said Empower Hour and I didn't get my 10%. Oh, okay. All right. I'm putting it out there. Guys, do me a favor. Go to the Curry House. Anyone, West Island or Côte des Neiges, order anything. Whether it be a patty, whatever it is, a drink. And just be like, yep, Empower Hour sent me. Make sure you get your 10%, eh? And if you don't, call me. Mm-hmm. Call me. All right. Thank you very much. I'm on it. So tight. Shout out to the Curry House.
Shout out.
So we're going to wrap up the show with another track. Usually Gina has a track to play, but I'm going to play another track from Vampiro. So I'm going to run this track. It's his other track that he has. So big shout out to Vampiro, and then we'll do the damn thing. Peace.
We're living, these mothers and fathers can make them unchanging. I've had been wishing they knew my opinion. I hate living life, I can't wait till my finish. All of this shit gets me way too upset. I can't get a thought of it out of my head. Been tossing the tunnel while I'm in my bed. I'm sick of no sleep, that's how I'm stressed. Stairs are all organized, felt like a mess. I'm feeling like shit, like the worst, not the best. Today didn't go the way I had a plan, so I bought me a book and I bought me a school. Better today than my friend got stabbed. Said to make it out of shirt, hope he can. All this is bad and getting me sad. Must make up a plan to bring them back. Like garbage, that's trash. I ask myself, why try to cry when you can't? Said, fighting our dreams, the stairs are the black. Yeah. Thinking to myself, all along with a laugh. Best thing to do, jail, put us out of relapse. A world with a lie like a sense, like a sack. Walking the land like a beat, Johnny Cash. And I smoke me a jail, later, run with some mad. Trying to keep all the pain in the past. I'm trying to keep all the pain in the past. Said you better not bring up my name or discussing. I'm sipping on whip at a stir. The feeling is coming, I notice it numbing. I'm riding the couch, tripping and buzzing. Hey, hey. If any day, I got a bus to settle in. And in spite of my pain, no. This will help me get more strong. And talk about indica, don't get me wrong. In love with it, smoking through the I'ma keep talking till my problem's gone. Make 22K, four on the arm. Diamonds on me, shine bright like stars. Cut a polo shirt with Ralph Lauren. Wore it once, then another one bought. New ones blue, old one with spots. Wounded plane, connected dots. Tripping hard, feel like a boss. Always win, said I never lost. To let you know I'm raised up on the block, where every second they be people out that they be getting shot. Bitch, they ain't even cops. There's a lighthouse you can go get spot. With my Crodies, with my cousin, making bands, lot of money. Cody bottles, cop the dozen, lot of crop, we stacking on. Said you better not bring up my name or discussing. I'm sipping on whip at a stir. The feeling is coming, I notice it numbing. I'm riding the couch, chipping and buzzing. Hey, hey. If any day, I got a bus to settle in. And in spite of my pain, no. Over and over the heartbreaks, spent too much pain, said it hurting aches. Too much on my mind and my brain, said I'm going to say. Too tough, love's too rough, I don't want it now, so go away. It won't resign anyway, might as well go watch another day. Drowning in the league, my thoughts hella deep. Psychedelics for me cheap, got secrets, don't say a peep. For 2 days I did not eat. Schizophrenic things I see. Superstitions I believe. For me it is not a dream. Life these days ain't what it seems. Pop the then pop the bullet. Yeah. I'm on the block, Vinny scenes. Yeah. Counting up guap, I'm making green. You better not bring up my name or discussing. I'm sipping on whip at a stir. The feeling is coming, I notice it numbing. I'm riding the couch, chipping and buzzing. Hey, hey. If any day, I got a buzz to settle in. And said you better not bring up my name or discussing. I'm sipping on
bidding a good morning to you all. I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com. Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.